Start your engines.
Race fans, you are tuning into the only motorsports show in San Diego. Your host, Dave Stahl, and the racing school teacher, Brittany Sandoval, are taking you to the green flag, covering everything from your top-notch national drivers and crew chiefs right down to your local kid racers and racetracks. Strap in. It's Checkers and Wreckers on Racer Radio.
All right, folks, welcome. You are listening to Racer Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
This segment brought to you by San Diego Gear and Axle. If it's got anything under your car, Steve can work on it. Differentials, front, rear, transfer cases, two-wheel, all-wheel, four-wheel. He does it all. SDGearAxle.com, SDGearAxle.com. And if you happen to have a BMW, a Mini, or a Porsche, and you're looking for a dealer alternative, Black Forest Motorsports has over 40 years experience. And did you catch the motorsport aspect of it? If you decide you want to go out there and see if you can win a trophy, you can make that happen as well. All it takes is talent. Go to blackforest.com, blackforest.com. Well, young lady, thank you for surrounding me with beautiful women today. I truly appreciate it.
It's too bad it's radio. We're the only ones that can see it.
That's all I care about. It just makes my day to see me smiling from ear to ear.
He's blushing.
I am. A little bit. Who you got?
Well, oh my gosh, she's back.
Thank you. I wore her shirt yesterday and I wasn't even thinking.
Oh, that's funny. I told her I wore out the backpack she brought last time too. So I think it was back in early 2022.
Yes.
We had the founder and executive director of Street Racing Kills,
right,
which brings awareness to the dangers of street racing. Mm-hmm. But this woman, she doesn't sleep, obviously, because everything she's involved in, she tirelessly works at this. And it's beyond education. She's a big part of legislation and mentorship. She's developed a working and healthy relationship with LAPD. And among many other things, I think my favorite thing is her advocacy of alternatives to street racing. And because it's so darn dangerous.
Right.
So you can tell people, don't do it, don't do it, don't do it. But she gives an alternative. And an example would be legal racing, which brings me to the other guest we have. She is a legal racer. Mm-hmm. She only just started in 2019, but she's already had two perfect reaction times. And I love, just in 2021 alone, made 800 passes. She has built quite a resume. She has a grand media presence. And I think our listeners, I mean, many of our listeners are legal racers. So
sure
I think
are.
This is very relevant. Right. Please welcome, we have Lily Trujillo Puckett. Got them all.
Yes,
got
they
all.
Did.
Thank you.
Kelly Anderson, and probably her biggest supporter, Paul, is in-house too. Please, thank you so much for coming.
We really, really appreciate
it. Yes.
Well, you know, it's funny. You're familiar with Race Legal in San Diego?
No.
Yeah, it was a program. But back before that, it was called the National High School Car Club Association. We would donate Camaros, Firebirds, and Cudas to high school's auto shops. Kids would build the cars, and then with good grades, good attitude, good attendance, they would come to Qualcomm Stadium, and they would race against the police.
And if
they won, they got T-shirts that they beat the police.
I love
legally.
It.
But what we legally. Did, we gave the police a car, a Honda CRX. And we gave Camaros and Mustangs and Challenger. They were so
funny.
Upset. They ran that car for about a year.
Love it.
And the driver weighed about 375. So if you know anything about drag racing, weight is a killer, right?
Yeah.
So finally they dumped it and got a Crown Vic. Put a supercharger on it and did all kinds of stuff. But, and I think you'll agree, once you've been on the track, your driving attitude on the street totally changes.
Well, you're already getting a sense of that. May I bring up the gentleman we were talking about downstairs?
Oh, yes, absolutely. So Lily, they had their course the other night, and one of the fellow members of the class has messaged me and told me how he's taking it to the track. He learned so much and got so much respect for the course that they had him take for getting into trouble with the law,
right,
that he's going to be taking it to the track.
Excellent.
Yes. Right?
So, Lily, just for folks maybe that are not familiar who you are, why don't you kind of give us a little backstory as to why you went down this road?
So I found the street racing kills after my 16-year-old daughter was killed due to a street racing crash. At the time, and back in 2014, I had no idea what street racing was, no idea about what speed can do.
She wasn't even a driver, was she?
No, she was not even. She was just sitting in the back seat. Yeah, getting a ride home, you know, to spend at her girlfriend's house with the friend of another girlfriend. He was a week shy of 18. So a co-worker next to him, they looked at each other in the middle of the night, got challenged to a street race. By the time he saw the yellow light was turning red and he knew he couldn't stop anymore, so he just floored it, crashed against an SUV, and then went right through a fence.
Oh.
The only person that passed away was my daughter. And I wanted to do something about it. Yeah. Immediately.
Doesn't God move in mysterious ways?
It's crazy.
Because you would have never done any of this.
No.
But your daughter would have still been with us, too. But, you know, everybody has a purpose on this planet.
You know what? Yes. It just...
probably took you a little while to understand that.
Yeah. Well, in 5 months, I was at my first school.
Oh, my God.
I was. They invited me, and I spoke to over 500 kids. Wow. And I was like,
I think I found a way to do this.
Yes. Well, I was like, I think I just found a way of keeping her with me. I'm not going to let her go.
There you go.
And then I went to another school. The next school, I had a logo. The next school, I had a website. And then it became, you know, nonprofit. And all of a sudden, I just started building programs because they wouldn't let me to schools with names as Street Racing Kills. They were like, what the heck is this? They wanted Mad Mothers Against Drunk Driver, like pretty names. You know what I mean?
You're not sugarcoating it. And I'm not like, the reality. Street Racing Kills.
Mm-hmm. And you haven't changed the name.
Never.
Never.
And now when I go to schools and I go, hey, would you like me to talk a little bit about anything else instead of driving? They're like, no. Please talk about the takeovers. Please talk about the racing. Please talk about the speed. And I'm like, oh. So then I brought my program. I didn't have to sugarcoat my teen traffic safety program. Right. I call it the Fast and Fatal. So now everybody wants the Fast and Fatal at schools, and I love it. So it was just building and building programs. But I wanted to do something also for the young adults, because I saw how much they were getting in trouble.
Right.
And I want to talk to them, you know. And I was like, oh, so I made a diversion program called the Reckless Driving Intervention Program, which is where Kelly met one of my attendees. Uh-huh. So what I do is we mentor them with Lori, my community relations director, and I bring victim speakers, different ones. We have one of them that's Raul, who actually went to prison since he was 18 until 40. He talks to them. We have videos. We'll talk. We have PowerPoints. We mentor. We share stories. And at the end, I bring someone really cool like Kelly. So when I brought Kelly the other day, I've been wanting to bring her. You should have seen them. They were like, oh, you know, they were so excited.
Sure.
And at the beginning, it was no cursing. The only person that can curse is Kelly if she wants to. You know?
Thank goodness.
She's the only one that can curse. But, you know, they got in trouble for maybe doing donuts at a takeover, spectating a takeover, street racing, speeding, you know, anything that's reckless, they refer them to us.
Right.
So it was really hard to get through the courts. That was painful. But what? We tried here and here and
here. Well, you never gave up.
I never gave up. They wouldn't call me back. They were like, we'll talk to you later. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to go directly to the main judge. And I, hey, Judge Otha, which is one of the biggest. And all of a sudden I get a call back, like not even a week later. Oh, you've been approved. And I'm like, oh, my God, I was approved. That was like one of our biggest highlights because now we can really. But we started with the street racing task forces sending them to us. But now. They're court approved. They have to come. They have to take it.
Oh.
And you already know that it's making a difference.
Like
you were talking
about
it downstairs.
And then when she was just telling me right now, these are the aha moments, you know, when they tell us, oh my God. Although we have a survey at the end that they have to say, what would fix the problem? At the end, I always tell them, what do you think would fix the problem? They always tell me more tracks.
More tracks.
More venues, more venues. Yeah.
And for drag racing, it doesn't have to be a multi-million dollar facility. Because we used to do it at Qualcomm Stadium. It was an eighth mile. It was on the back side of the parking lot where there were two lanes for people to come in and out of the stadium that we just closed off with K-rails at one end and K-rails open at the other end. And we did our street legal drag racing.
Exactly.
And it worked. Mm-hmm. Let's take a quick break. You are listening to Racer Radio. FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
I really love it when you let me try.
Yeah. don't miss the most exciting event of the year. AM 1170, The Answer, is inviting you to the Saving America Town Hall, coming to the Encore Event Center in San Diego, Thursday, August 10th. This special live in-person event features Andrea Kay, Mike Gallagher, and Officer Brandon Tatum. Join us for a special VIP meet and greet reception starting at 5 p.m. and the Town Hall Q&A at 6:30 p.m. Tickets will sell out fast, so get yours now at theanswersandiego.com. Keyword, Town Hall, theanswersandiego.com.
Sponsored by the Salt and Light Council.
Oil investments involve a high degree of risk and actual results may vary.
Oil and natural gas keep going up as the Russia conflict escalates. Get in on the next major oil boom now and help the U.S. with your patriotic investment that can potentially pay you monthly income for up to 20 or more years. That's the sound of a producing oil well and the sound of a smart investment. If you're an SEC-accredited investor and have at least $25,000 liquid now, you can take advantage of Encore Energy's projects and a huge tax savings for this year. If you invest in oil and natural gas, you're allowed to write off nearly 100% of your investment in the first year. Goldman Sachs is projecting oil to go up to $100 a barrel, and natural gas is the fuel of the future and trading at record prices. Call 800-287-6691. Encore Energy is a major investor and experienced operator in its core area of operations. Call now and learn how to deduct 100% of your investment and create 20 or more years of potential monthly income. Call 800-287-6691. That's 800-287-6691.
Brian Bowersock here, the Auto Man on Fox 5 News and the CW. Also the host of Auto Talk Radio every Saturday morning here on The Answer San Diego from 7 to 8 a.m. Please call in. I would love to answer all of your automotive questions. Auto Talk Radio is brought to you by the West Automotive Group with 5 locations in San Diego to service and repair your vehicle. Please log on to westautomotivegroup.com. That's westautomotivegroup.com to make your vehicle service and repair appointments.
Auto Talk Radio, Saturdays at 7 a.m. on The Answer San Diego.
What dude?
Dirt dude.
Dirt dude.
No way he has a voice.
All right,
no
folks,
way.
Welcome to Racer Radio FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
This segment is brought to you by El Cajon Ford, where nobody, absolutely nobody, treats you better than El Cajon Ford. Whether it's new, used, makes no difference at all. El Cajon Ford's family own and operate it, and they race it. Barona as well. The whole family got more trophies than they care to admit. All right, we got Froggy on the line.
Well, there were two announcers, so maybe he has a voice.
Oh, he had to have a backup?
Yeah, well, what's up with that, Dirt Dude?
Hey, what's up with that, Dirt Dude?
What up? What up? How you doing?
Oh, I can hear it.
Yeah, you sound terrible.
So for those of you don't know, it was a two-day show, so twice as much announcing.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. I forgot.
And I was like, they were like, oh, I think we're just going to have you do the show yourself. Just like, you know, but I'm like, no, it's IMCA TV. Usually this is my second annual one. Last year I did it with Bill Grosskreutz from Arizona. He came from Arizona and then, you know, helped us out. And they're like, well, you know, I was going to be the lead on that one on this, this show this time. And so I got Mike Ledwidge to come in and help me. He's announced for me before, maybe once or twice. He used to be on the fire crew, so.
I was going to ask, is he a local? Because he seemed very comfortable with the drivers.
He's a local. He knew some of the people, but he knew the fire crew, and like he had friends there. And you know, he is not a professional announcer, but he just likes doing it for fun. He goes, I can stand in front of anyone and talk. So
sure.
I'm like, welcome to the group.
Go ahead.
I'm just going to jump in a couple different things. First off, amazing weekend, amazing two nights. The car count was great. Friday night was a little brutal. But we had such a great break on Saturday. Cloud cover, the moisture was there. You know, we were like, I got to the track. I'm like, there might be a chance of a monsoon tonight. You know, it's like that weather. You know, like there's going to be a 5-minute downpour here sometime throughout the night. You know, it's just perfect. So. Been on this track for so long in my life, and I had people last night that really just affected me, like fans. I mean, I didn't know like it could be so cool to be at a track for so long that you know, my biggest thing is my ADD, and I'm all over the place. I'm etchy sketchy. My biggest thing is I'm always like squirrel, squirrel. I'm in the middle of a sentence, squirrel.
You're not alone. Some of the guests and myself, too.
There was a family last night that brought me a little stuffed squirrel. And they're like, we found your squirrel, Dirt Dude. We awesome. Found your squirrel. And then on the it has a little dog tag on it. It says, property of Dirt Dude.
Awesome.
It was so cool. And they just like, we just love you. You're just great. I'm like, I'm just trying to be entertaining.
You were having a good time when I ran into you on Friday, because that first race at Maine was so exciting. And then you're like, then we have B-mods, then we have mods. Like, he was so excited. It was good racing. Yeah,
it was 10 times more on Saturday.
Oh,
I mean, the first one. Well, I was looking at the track. I'm like, oh, we're going to be etchy sketchy tonight on this track. It's dried, dusty Friday when you were there. Mm-hmm. So Saturday when we go out and roll this thing in, I'm like, man, this thing is going to be rocket fast. And, you know, we get the B-mods out there to roll the track in, and they're just hooked. And I'm like, I got my laps now. The track, mm-hmm. Trisha had got me a little tablet now, so I can have my laps, and I can do live timing and scoring and all that. So I'm looking at the times, and they're kicking off these like 15, 16 second laps. Mm-hmm. Like, man, that's pretty good. So, and then, well, anyway, so throughout the night, so last night, then I'm like, okay, that's totally cool. The game is cool. I joked with everyone in the stands. Everyone's laughing. We had fun, but every few minutes, someone would just shout out squirrel, and I'm like,
uh-oh.
So then halfway through the night, like going through main events, like, third main event in, some little kid comes up to the fence, and I'm like, okay, he must have a question or something. What's going on? I go up and he goes, hey, dude, can I get your autograph? I'm like,
oh,
what?
Wow.
Really? So I run downstairs and I find a piece of paper that has the lineup for one of the races for the night, and I autograph that for this guy. And I'm like, that's the first time I've ever had someone come up to me and like, can I get your autograph? I'm like,
an autograph for the announcer.
That was just like, in my 20 something years of being there, I was just like, oh man, that was just.
Kelly, our drag racer, is cracking up at this.
Oh, I love signing autographs.
I already asked for hers. I'm glad.
You love them. You love them when they ask you, but when you're like handing them out to everybody, that's kind of creepy. Like, hey, take my autograph. Hey, take my autograph.
You don't do it that way. You wait till they come to you.
Yeah, but I've never had to do that because I don't hand my autographs out. I have to wait for someone to ask. And then, so that was the first time someone ever asked. I mean, people ask me, like, you know, when they're doing a board, like they get everybody to sign a card or something like that, but not just one person, individual, one autograph.
All right, squirrel.
Are we going to try and get through the results of both nights?
That's why I thought I'd better stop him.
Do that right now.
All right, guys,
hold in. Hey, put your belts on. We're going to go.
I know, right?
Rock and roll.
All right.
No worries.
Night one. In your junior sprints, Caden Johnson got a main event win.
Fantastic.
Sportsman Mini Dwarfs, Chase Rogers got a main event win. Masters Mini Dwarf, Tommy Myers got a main event win. IMCA Stock Car Street Stocks, Brian Fitzgibbons got a main event win. IMC Modifieds, Austin Kiefer out of Corona came out for the one night, got a main event win, beat Chaz Baca. Chaz Baca was second, the Top Gun came out. That's still Modified.
Clean driver, by the way. Clean. Is that the same? Did Chaz Baca race in two different divisions? Did he chase Brian around? He's such a clean driver.
Wait, squirrel. Let me get through this real quick, and we'll cover as much as we have left. So, 7 Dave Capella got a main event win in the Sport Mods, and Pure Stocks Christopher Evans got a main event win, and there was a ton that showed up. 24, 25 each night. IMC Hobby Stocks, Steve Bitten got a main event win. And Sport Compacts, Ryan Trim got a main event win. So that's night one. On to night two. Crazy night. Great racing. The 79 Jacob Novak got a main event win in the junior sprints. The Sportsman Mini Dwarfs, Chase is a Race Rogers, what I got a nickname for that kid. Chase is a Race Rogers. Two main event wins. He got a main event win. Doubled up both nights. Got 4 main event wins for the season. Masters Mini Dwarf Scott Shelton got a main event win. On to your IMCA Stock Car Street Stocks. Well, it was the 83 Brian Fitzgibbons got a main event win. Went to Tech. Technicality dropped him back to third. So Stephen Daffron got the main event win. And the IMCA Modifieds, Trevor Fitz out of Camarillo got a main event win, and that was a good one. He held off Chaz Baca second. the Chaz Bucket got second both nights. IMC Norton Sport Mod, the 7 of Dave Capella, 2 main event wins. And his brother Jake Triska, second place both nights. The brothers took that show. They swept it both nights.
Wow.
On to Pure Stocks, Jimmy Villa got a main event win. And then Hobby Stocks, Thomas Daffron got a main event win. IMCA Sport Compacts, Chris Neiman got a main event win. And that is after lineup. The junior sprint, our junior drivers, amazing, phenomenal kids. They did a little series. And I talked to Nick Novak afterwards. He goes, I'm surprised about, you know, how well this is working. Our junior drivers are, you know, they're kids, they're having fun, but they're also junior drivers. They are serious about this. They had drivers come and like give them some pointers on how to be better drivers and everything. It's just amazing how great that junior division is.
Nick
going for
is
all
doing
of our junior drivers.
Such a good job. So I brought my in-ears, and so I was listening as if I was a racer. And the way Nick spoke, what he said and how he said it to the junior drivers, like melted my heart, the way he treats them. I talked to some of the parents, too, that have brought their junior drivers on radio. And just I got so much positive feedback about the junior division.
Sure.
And then as Dirt Dude just referred to, they brought in some drivers, some adult drivers, to talk to the junior drivers. Darren Brown, Michael Thing, and I think Eric Evans.
Evans is the one that has put this little training
it's
thing together.
Awesome. To the point where Kelly Wetzel, she's been on, she, I think, started sixth, made 3 passes, ended third. There was a DQ, so actually she ended up second. And I was so proud of her with her passes. So I went up, we gave each other a big hug, and I go, what was that all about? She goes, well, you see, Eric Evans, Darren Brown, and Michael Thing talked to us today. And Darren said, don't just look right over the hood. Look down the track. Look at the other cars. And that's what I did. It was
so cute.
It was so cute. Yeah.
Yeah, I actually called Eric and talked to him and said, there's just one more component you need to add to the training. And he goes, what's that? I go, media. So Brittany and I are going to go out the next time he has one, and he's going to give us a couple of minutes to talk about, you know, if you decide this turns out to be a career, you got to learn to talk about your sponsors. You got to learn to talk straight and look at people dead in the eye. Get away from the shyness, because you're very good at what you do. Be proud of it. And he just thought that was a phenomenal idea. So we're going to laminate those little items on the back of a card and give it to each kid to carry with them so that they will, it'll help them. Because, you know, Dirt Dude, if you don't have the media side of it, you know, then you're not a fully rounded race car driver.
Yeah, Chase is a Race Rogers. That little kid is just amazing. He's so shy. He's so shy. And his mom's like, we've been working on it. She's like, he knows his sponsors. He says his sponsors all the time. I'm like, yeah, but I know. Like,
have we had him on radio yet?
There. I don't know if you have.
Yeah. We need to get him on.
He's like I said, just a phenomenal year for him because he's just starting out. 4 main event wins.
Wow.
So I told his mom, like, hey, just take a 5x6 card and laminate it. Put the sponsors on it and laminate it. Tell him to carry it all the time. Keep it in a pocket. When he's out here racing, put it in his race suit. She's like, isn't that kind of arrogant? Like, he's got, nope. I'm like, no. Then he feels comfortable. So if that doesn't win,
Pulls
his card out. I'm like, hey, I got my sponsor list right here. No problem.
Yeah, without them, I couldn't be here today.
All right, you
got a minute and a half, Squirrel. You got a minute and a half. Did you get everybody?
There's so many people to thank. There was such a great weekend. You know, I can't do it in 15 minutes. I couldn't do it in like 4 hours. It took... IMCA TV last night. We're on for like 5 hours, and I just was like rambling the whole time.
What time did you get home last night?
Like 3 in the morning, something like that. And that was after 1 in the morning on Friday, and I got up at 7.
Wow.
Well, you're such a tough. You're
brutal,
such a
brutal
tough
weekend. Well, it was so cool though. And the next one, 2 weeks. 2 weeks.
August 5th, I believe.
Yep. Back at it again.
So I got a funny feeling we're going to start doing doubles again.
There's one in September, I believe.
Another Friday, Saturday race program?
I don't know of another one.
I thought September.
Well, if it was a success, as you guys said, I'm sure it'll happen again.
On a hot July weekend. Yeah.
I know they're going to do another series for the kids, and then we're just going to keep going until the end of the season.
All right, go gargle and then take a nap.
Great job.
All right, peace out. See you. Thank you.
All right, Squirrel. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, a whole lot more right here on Racer Radio FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
Are you considering a unique way to enhance your investment knowledge this year? Then sign up today for the all-inclusive Eagle Financial Publications Cruise. Along with our trusted partner, The Money Show, we're setting sail this December to explore some of the most beautiful and unspoiled destinations in the Caribbean. But this is no ordinary vacation. It's a chance to learn from top Eagle Financial experts like best-selling authors George Gilder, Mark Skousen, and others who will be hosting a series of workshops and seminars throughout the trip. Imagine lounging on the sun deck while discussing investment strategies with like-minded individuals, or enjoying a gourmet dinner at the same table with one of our leading financial authorities. This once-in-a-lifetime cruise is a perfect way to combine education and relaxation to achieve your investment goals. This cruise will sell out quickly, so visit EagleFinancialCruise.com today to learn more and to secure your cabin. That's EagleFinancialCruise.com. Eagle Financial is a division of Salem Media Group.
Get ready for some huge news from MyPillow. On MyPillow's 20-year anniversary with over 80 million MyPillows sold, Mike Lindell and the whole MyPillow crew want to thank each and every one of us by giving us the lowest price in history on their MyPillows. Right now, you can receive a queen-size MyPillow for just $19.98. Regular price, $69.98. So you and I are saving a ton. And for just $10 more, we can get a king-size. And in addition to this special anniversary offer on the MyPillow, we can also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio podcast square to get Mike's amazing offer on the queen-size MyPillow for $19.98. Remember, use the promo code San Diego. Go to MyPillow.com or call them 800-310-2458 and use the promo code San Diego to take advantage of Mike's special offer on his MyPillow.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
KCBQ, San Diego, K241CT, Oceanside.
FM 96.1, North County, and AM 1170, San Diego. Streaming now on Odyssey.com.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
Just a little heads up before something bad happens.
Move your coffee cup away from your computer.
Oh, no, 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 no.
So you can have more control.
Stop. You're texting your boss by mistake.
Uh-oh. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org.
Warning, the cap is loose on that ketchup.
Ugh. Don't wait. You have the power to change the outcome. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
All right, folks. Hey, welcome to Racer Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
This segment is brought to you by Paris Auto Speedway. What super fast racetrack. And if you like dirt, that's the place to be. It can be a little daunting, but if you're a fan, it's the best.
It's a good place.
Best foods, best entertainment, best friends, and you can't beat the girls' bathrooms.
A ton of them, and they're clean.
As a whistle. I don't know.
I wouldn't eat off the floor, but they're clean.
What were you doing in there, Dave?
Hey, I inspect, okay? They call me the inspector. Hey, before we get in real deep trouble, we're going to talk to Tyson Talkington, 2023 Paris Superstock Champion. How'd you do last night, Sunshine?
Oh, we brought home the W.
Nice. With something new, I think.
Yeah, what were you driving?
We pulled out a car that has been sitting in my father-in-law's backyard that we got about 2 years ago, and took it out last Sunday and did some testing with it, and just were super fast in it. And he told, instead of him driving it, he said that I was driving it. And so we broke her in and put her on the pole on the front row and right on the podium.
Were you doing Superstock?
Yeah.
Son of a gun. Were you excited? Were you surprised, or were you pleasantly surprised?
I had good hopes after Sunday, and everything felt good. So all week long, I had that gut feeling.
Hey, don't you love that feeling?
That is a nice feeling.
So, little warm at the track last night.
Yeah, it was. All day was pretty toasty, and then next you know, a cloud layer came in and it dropped the temperature a little bit, and it got pleasant at that point.
Yeah, but once the engine started, all that went away,
everything
right?
Everything goes away.
Right?
Right?
Oh, yeah.
Everything goes away.
Yeah. So how many years you been driving?
One more time?
How many years have you been driving?
I started in 2000, end of 2003, I started up, and then we ran up until about 2010 and got out of it. And then in 2019, we got back into it again.
Can't stay away, huh?
No. Too much fun.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. See, you got a pretty good team.
I got a good crew, a lot of people behind me that help, and, you know, and without a lot of the good people, you know. You're only as good as your help, so
right.
I appreciate every single one of them that helps me out.
Uh huh. That's awesome.
Want to give any names? You want to be specific?
Oh, well, actually, we'll hit it with my father-in-law, John Cayley, for the car.
Yeah, that helps. That helps having a car.
Tom Davis is a good friend of mine. He's been helping out with the chassis. Jack Dodd, which you guys probably know him, Jerry Dodd's brother.
Yeah.
So Jack's been a big help with me since I started racing and stuff like that. My buddy Derek Randall, that he helps out a lot with me with wrenching on the cars and stuff at the shop. And I got my stepdad Brad that helps me out a lot. That helps at times haul the car to the track when I can't make it to do that part.
Nice.
You know, the list is beyond long, you know what I mean? And if I sat here all day, we'd be out of time.
Yeah.
No kidding. So who are your sponsors?
We got Sarah Sue's Trucking, Stevenson's Transport, Luke's Transmission, Nedmore Driveline, Osborne Speed and Machine, Dana Daig with Palapa Boy Racing, Hey, who else? I hate when I'm not sitting in front of the car.
I know. Reading it off the side of the car.
I tell little kids to get a 3x5 card, put it on there, laminate it, keep it in your back pocket.
Oh, I know. But no, we got a lot of people that do help out, and there's actually, you know, friends and family that just will pop in and say, "Here, let me get you a tire, or what do you need? You need some fuel?" Or,
wow.
So I mean. It's big on family on my side is pretty much how it is.
Well, that's racing. And by the way, you got to work on a food sponsor.
There we go.
Yeah, I got going. Now that I remembered it, West Coast Auto Wrecking and owner Ronnie Myers.
Yeah.
And Mojave Valley Raceway. Ronnie's been.
We spoke to Mojave
quite a while.
Quite a time.
Or quite often.
All right.
My question.
Yes.
If there's a fan in the stand, what number and color are they looking for?
Oh well, normally my normal car is it looks like Evel Knievel's suit, and it's 48T. Last night we drove the 92T car.
92T.
Oh, okay.
Black and yellow.
So you're a little bit of an Evel Knievel fan? Is that what you're telling me?
Oh, I like the red, white, and blue stuff. It's cool.
Yeah. Yeah, especially.
We ended up in my daughter's Mini Dwarf. We had it vinyl wrapped identical. So both cars
awesome.
Look the same.
That's adorable.
So the acorn doesn't fall too far from the tree. Is that what you're telling us?
No.
Can you tell us a little more? Good. Yeah, tell us about her. How long has she been racing?
She started out at 5 when they were old enough to do it. Mm-hmm. And we've been going good. And she won when we ran with the SoCal Oval Carters at Paris last year. She won the championship for the sportsmen and finished.
Atta girl.
I think she got second in points at Mojave last year. And I run the program at Mojave for the kids.
Wow.
And right now, she's leading points at Mojave right now, and I'm leading points in the Super Sock class.
Wow.
You guys are going to have to add on for trophies.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, she used to get on the bandwagon, and she wanted every trophy I got, she kept. And I told her once she started racing, she's got to earn her own now.
Yeah, uh-huh.
That's so cool.
That's awesome.
So how old is she now?
She's 7.
All right. Wow, she's got a great career ahead of her.
Yeah, she's doing real good. She's gotten 5 main event wins out of 4 four main event wins out of 5 races this year she's done. Dang. At Mojave.
Yeah, and you know the good news about that? I bet her grades are impeccable.
Oh, she's got it a little bit harder than most kids. She does a dual immersion program where she's like half of her day is she learns Spanish and all they do is talk Spanish and then they have an English. So she's learned this last year in her first grade of school, you know, we go places and I make her order for me.
Awesome. Hey, little on the job training.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
She's going to start talking Spanish and you won't know a thing she's saying to you.
I don't. People will say something and I go, what'd they say, honey?
At 7. That's awesome.
So, yeah, it's cool.
Yay.
That is so fantastic. Yeah.
Are you committed to a season in this car? Did you guys talk about that? Did you ask, do I get to race this again?
No, I think he's kind of made it a point that I'm going to end up finishing the year out with this car.
Oh.
And then my car will end up, that one will be dedicated just to finishing the season off at Mojave.
All right. He's made a plan.
Yeah, there you go.
How do you like Mojave?
Oh, I love that place. Ever since Ronnie took it over, and their track guy Noah, he does a great job at prepping it, and not doubting Coach. Coach does an amazing job with Paris's track too.
That too, yeah.
And but I like the short track. It's super fun.
Right. Yeah. Go ahead.
So have you been to Barona? Just curious. Smaller tracks.
I've taken the car and we went and tested one Friday night at Barona.
Gotcha.
And then my daughter raced the next day there.
Oh, yeah.
So we took the super there about 2 years ago and did some testing with it and stuff like that. But other than that, I mean, that seemed like that'd be a cool track if they bring the class back or, you know, a couple one-off races or something.
Yeah.
Well, I tell you what, Mark Rose is, doing a lot with the Salazars. So you might keep your ear to the computer or Facebook page of Barona Speedway.
And our junior division is really,
and our
really
junior
strong
division
this
is
year.
Off the charts.
Yeah.
I've talked to some of the guys, you know, the people about going down there, but it's just their scheduling conflicted with us so much. And
if the nights
we weren't running Paris, we're running at Mojave.
Yeah. Right.
What a beautiful problem. Too many great races. Tracks.
Jeez Louise.
Yay.
Cry in my beer, but I'll be okay.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Hey, you know what? Get Scott to give you my contact info. You know, and if you're ever in the San Diego area.
Oh, the two matching cars.
We would love. I've got TV. I can promote your cars, your kids. You know, put you on radio. I mean, we could make a nice, you know, do a staycation for the family. Come on down for a couple of days. Or actually, I can put you on TV in the morning on a Sunday. And you can hang around and go to SeaWorld and put you on the radio show in
the
afternoon.
The beach.
Doesn't cost anything. And it's good for your sponsors.
I'll bring her. We've been working on her being so shy when she gets on the microphone.
Exactly.
She clams up on us, but she's been getting better though.
You get her with Brittany and I, and she'll be a chatty Kathy by the time it's over. Yeah. Trust me.
As soon as she gets used to someone, she'll
exactly.
I know. Yeah. Hey man, this has been awesome. You stay out of trouble. Keep going fast, and we'll look forward to talking to you down the road.
Well, we will. I look forward to it.
There you go. All right, folks, we're going to take a quick break when we come back.
Oh,
who we got?
The Street Racing Kill representatives, Lily, Kelly, and Paul.
Right here on KCBQ AM 1170.
The Answer.
feel like you're trying to push a boulder uphill wearing skates? If you run or manage a local business today, you're challenged like never before. We get it, and we want to help. We're Salem Surround, and when it comes to marketing, consider us your personal Move You Forward company. In a recent study, we found that 53% of local businesses were classified as novices when it came to designing, implementing, and managing their marketing needs. And that's where Salem Surround truly shines. We're a full-service marketing agency that'll help you increase your customer base by designing incredibly effective plans to reach your consumers day, night, and everywhere they might be. Let us give you an absolutely free audit of your current marketing and what your competition is doing. Our digital sales and support teams are the best in the industry and deliver customized personal service that's second to none.
If you're a local business and ready for the next step, visit SurroundSanDiego.com. Our experts are ready to help you take your marketing to the next level. SurroundSanDiego.com.
I have a question for you. Would you be interested in free legal advice? People say they wish they had a lawyer in the family for that exact reason. We get it. Hiring an attorney can feel overwhelming. Local attorneys Mark Miller and Larissa Lazarus are here to help our listeners with their legal questions every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. Specializing in bankruptcy and Social Security disability, they will take your calls and answer the legal questions you want answers to. Listen to Mark and Larissa Saturday mornings at 9 a.m. and you'll be better informed.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio each month for news, weather, and emergency information. A new bill in Congress would make sure AM radio remains in cars. Because when cell and internet services are down, this free service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Hi, folks. Welcome back. You're listening to Racer Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
This segment's brought to you by Certified Car Clinic, right over there at 11370 North Woodside Avenue in lovely Santee. Go to CertifiedCarCare.net, CertifiedCarCare.net. They'll take care of all the vehicles in your house, plus all the race toys. And he has an in-house dyno, so if he goes horsepower, he can show you on paper exactly what you got. That is Certified Car Clinic. Greg and his family will definitely take care of you. 619-444-7170. Street racing does kill,
yes.
And we've got a young lady here that is going to make a dent in this insanity.
Already has.
She's
already
now has. Bringing in partners. She's got a drag racer over here that just...
Catching eyes and ears.
Catching up and catching eyes. And you got sponsors too, right?
Yes.
So who are your sponsors?
I have...
Where's your 3x5 car?
I'm ready. I need my 3x5 car because I don't want to leave anybody out. But Martin Charles Racing, Reggie Humans is my tuner, MVP Auto, Grand Tire Covina. We have Aeromotive. Fuel systems are so good to us. SoCal Nitrous. We run Nitrous. Willwood Brakes. Redline Ace. Texas Speed. G-Force Gear. Quality Powder Coating. TCI. We have Gearhead Auto. And my husband, my right hand man who takes such good care of me, keeps me on the track.
You notice how
they
always wait to the very end.
Yeah, right.
The guy that works the hardest.
Best for last. Yeah. and I'm afraid I miss people because you know how I wasn't really prepared for that. But you're
a racer and you will be the next time we see you.
That's right. Absolutely.
Very impressive because you only just started in 2019. You have so many people that are already supporting you.
Yes.
Inspired by you. And how did you and Lily with the Street Racing Kills hook up? How did that happen if you just got into this?
Well, I met Lori at the track. I was racing on a Thursday night and she came over, talked to my husband, Paul, and introduced herself and said, I really want to meet your wife. I heard about her from, I think, Bob in the tower.
I heard about her. Uh-oh. You're like, are you so-and-so? Depends on who's asking.
Exactly. So I met Lori and then, thank you so much.
It's for the car.
And Lori.
I was like, oh, guess who I went? Because I couldn't go to Irwindale that day for some reason. And she came back, that's who I met. Oh my God, you got to meet her. Let's
get a lunch together. And right away,
you knew.
I said, let's go out to lunch. And so sweet, because she lives so far and she came all the way to the South Bay to meet us for lunch. And I gave her all my T-shirts and my bags and everything, like always, right?
Right.
She already had her stickers.
Yeah, you're good at promoting yourself.
She already had all her stuff. So we just made like a great connection. Yes. You know, just we took some pictures. We're all excited. Kept going to the track, kept going to it. Window. They treat us so nice over there. They're our partners. They are amazing. And look, we just meet great people. Like we met, you know, Kelly. So I think that when I met Kelly, like I knew already, she was already doing so much, but I've seen her grow so much in such a little time, so fast.
It's funny what racing will do for you.
Seriously.
It is amazing.
It brings it out in you.
It's just, and she's like, Lily, I also want to do a nonprofit. And I'm like, well, let me find, give you my guy that did my nonprofit. And all of a sudden, she is nonprofit like right away. Yes. So,
yes.
How do you say that?
So, we have Mavix Community Outreach. Okay. And because of my love for the motorsports world, I want everyone to feel that joy. And so we bring foster children and their families out to the drag strip and introduce them and, you know, get them aware of what there is out there. And then with being partners with some nonprofit organizations that also offer trade schools. So now they have an interest, and now there's an outlet for that interest where they could do some technology and learn and, you know, learn about that field that they might be interested in. So we want to offer them some hope and some help.
That's like full encompassing, whether it's passion, you could ultimately pay your bills with, it's a healthy way to spend your life.
Like right. And foster kids, you know, percentage that they go to prison, they're homeless, like so many things that this could fix.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Without a shadow of a doubt.
Yeah.
Yeah. You paved.
So people can donate to your program.
Yes, and some have. Yes,
which they all should. I say a penny to a million.
Right?
Yeah.
Seriously,
who can't do a penny to a million?
Right. You could. You could Venmo us at mavixcommunity@gmail.com. No wait, Zelle is what we accept. And it goes to a good cause. We bring the kids out and their families and show them a really good time.
Is there a website?
We are in the process of getting one.
Okay.
So gotcha. It is not up yet.
Okay. We'll have you back on.
I would love that.
Street Racing Kills. You're very active on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok, I think
on
you're
TikTok,
doing too,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. It's funny because my husband always laughs at me. He's like, how do you do? I just learned. I can make my little videos. I can make I can music and at worst. You know, just learn because the need, right? So
yeah.
I'm always making reels and everywhere, but I love it. Yeah. Follow us on streetracingkills.org, please.
Absolutely. And if anybody wants to get in touch with you to come down and speak to a school.
Oh my God. Please reach out. Yeah, just reach out to streetracingkills.org. My phone number, my email, everything is right there. You'll see it on the website. Any racer
have
that wants
business
to come
cards
and talk
will
them.
Travel.
Well, yeah, she has goodies.
And goodies.
It's more than just a business
everything.
Card.
What I like
so who helps support you? Have you got some major sponsors that you want to just
definitely
shout out?
Oh, my God. The Auto Club of Southern California.
Awesome.
They are
AAA.
Yeah, I got AAA,
awesome.
Guys. That was hard, but I was so happy. And it's so bittersweet because there was a huge crash in Burbank that killed three kids, 19, 20, 21, split the car into while they were street racing. And they just T-boned them. One of them, they couldn't find him. He was on the other side of the fence. That was a Serene Baker. And I wanted to meet those moms so badly. But I was able to finally find those moms and talk to them.
That's a whole nother thing you do, is you
support the family because
you know, unfortunately, what they're going through.
I know exactly what a mom is going through, and I always want to talk to that mom, be there for her, be them through also through the court process, because like me, I got rolled over because I didn't know what the heck was going on. I didn't know. So now I know and I can help him. Do you have a district attorney? What is he doing for you? I go with them to court. I mean, I'm everywhere, wherever I can, wherever I can mentor, I can help. Because there's always a brother that lost a sister.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe a son that lost a mother. I mean, a mother that lost a child. I want to be there for them.
Sure.
And so then also, why not work with legislation as well? So I've been working with legislation a lot as well. Very blessed to be able to. Now they're the ones that reach out to me. When before, they didn't care.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But now it's awesome that they can reach out to me. And then because of that Burbank crash is why AAA finally reached out to us. And they asked me, like, what can we do? And I go, well, what do you need? He's like, education. I go, well, here it is. I mean, I've been building this for years. I have education. Yeah. I have this. I have diversion. So they were like, here we go. So they are one of our biggest sponsors. They have taken us to Texas, everywhere.
Oh, Florida, yes. Too.
Florida. I've been to Florida. I mean, they are just...
Well, they understand it.
They understand
it. Well, it's everywhere, unfortunately. Yes. Yeah. The need.
Yes, of course. And I also have, of course, Tabitha Payton, State Farm, who help us a lot with everything. We just have a lot of people. I don't want to leave anybody out. But I don't have my list. But so many people that help us to donate, to help us go everywhere we go. And we just, like, love what we're doing. Love
How much
doing.
Of a presence do you have in San Diego? Because we're not, our listeners are not limited to San Diego, mm-hmm. but I know personally a lot of our listeners are not yes. only in San Diego, but they have access to legal racing. And yes. we have the drag strip and the circle track. So do you have much of a presence here? And if we have a listener that is in San Diego, yes. can they be involved in many ways?
Oh, definitely. Okay. We actually, oh my gosh, we've had... Well, with the diversion program, the San Diego courthouse refers to us. So
the diversion program.
The diversion program.
So we have maybe a potential listener that can be a speaker at your diversion program.
100%.
All right. Are you listening, yes. listeners?
Thank you. And with AAA, we've been here a couple of times as well with right. legislation.
All righty.
Because they cover all of that.
Did you want anything else? Our hot rod legal drag racer.
Yeah, what do you drag race?
Two perfect.
I drag race a 2000 Camaro and pop some wheelies, which is
on purpose.
Hashtag wheelies are my drug of choice.
Oh, okay, that's all.
And
that's so funny.
You know, bringing it to the track, you get fans. You can grudge yeah. race. They announce that they
likes versus a real person who likes you,
right?
Likes on Facebook versus someone who really likes
real
you.
Real fans become friends, become family.
What class are you in?
Well. I mostly do testing right now. We don't really go too much into competition yet.
Oh, okay.
Because we were really trying to grow a fan base, which we've done quite well.
Gotcha.
And have a lot of love out there. It's amazing. Irwindale and Tim Huddleston, the owner of the track, we are so grateful to him. He does such
a
great job.
A lot of people don't know there's a drag strip there.
I can't believe that.
Well, you know, and Auto Club Speedway closed theirs.
Yeah. Yeah. Fontana.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I know. It's ridiculous.
That just leaves you guys.
Yeah.
Yep.
And I don't, like you said, more people need to know about,
yes.
about your track.
Everywhere I go, they know because I pass out a sticker
and
announce it. I mean, like everywhere I go.
Right.
So, yes, I
you
definitely
have to.
Promote it.
You have to. Well, like I said, the invitation to come to San Diego and be on TV is open for you.
I'm there.
And she knows it's always open for her.
Mm-hmm.
Especially when you're trying to maybe expand San Diego, maybe a little yes. more so.
I would love to.
Because yes. you're always expanding and trying to do better. And, mm-hmm. and you know, it's your life passion right now.
Definitely. I mean, if I went to Florida, San Diego was 2 hours away.
Yeah.
Of course.
It's a lot easier than yes. going to Florida.
Definitely. Yeah. Yes.
But we mm-hmm. have it. We have the access. We have the tracks. We have the racers. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, we have the problem.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. Exactly. Without a shadow of a doubt. Don't let anybody kid you. We do have the problem.
Yep.
And it doesn't care who's behind the wheel. You know, I mean, we deal with a lot of, you know, brakes, which I know, you know, be
yes,
responsible, keep America.
There.
Yeah, I know. I knew him. I've started with him.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
I've known Doug for years and the story how he lost his two kids.
Yes.
You know, a couple miles
Amazing
from home,
problem.
Just
mm-hmm.
fooling around in the Suburban, hit a tree.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had another lady, same thing. Her daughter was in the back seat.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody was fine except her daughter. Mm-hmm. She was with Ford Motor Company because Ford does a driving skills for life
yes.
program.
Oh, really?
So I know the.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Well, I've been.
I didn't know that's Ford got started though,
yeah,
with that
that's
program.
That's Ford.
Yes.
Yeah. It's called Driving Skills for Life. It, uh-huh. Jim was doing it for more years than I cared to admit. Another guy's doing it. I interview him every year. When they come to San Diego, I put him on TV and I give him radio. And then, of course, the program. You know, books out to where there's no room for anybody.
Mm-hmm.
So those are the kinds of things. When I find people like you, I just love you guys, that you're really trying to make a difference because nothing worse than losing a child.
100%.
And if you can prevent it, mm-hmm. then you need to.
And this is preventable.
100%.
Exactly.
Put them on the track.
That's right,
yes.
baby.
Why
see
not?
See if you can beat these two.
The fact that I can race for $45, that's the entrance fee at Barona.
Right.
Circle track.
$40 for us
yeah.
at Irwindale.
It's not out of reach.
Right.
All right. Well, hey, this has been a fun show. Should have been longer, but we can do it again. I hope you guys enjoyed doing radio.
It was so fun.
We'll send you the show, and we appreciate it. You got a couple stickers to slap on the Camaro.
We got goodies, too.
Yeah, I know. Thank you.
Always nice bringing the goodies. Look at this T-shirt.
Yeah, yes. She keeps us up. She's never going to have to buy clothes again.
Stickers.
FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The answer. Woo!